Welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighttown. Thank you for joining me today. And coming up right now, in fact, that's the name of the show, right now with Ann Vandersteel, we're going to be joining Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yon, who are with Traca Systems, with an infrared camera near the border of Texas, about to engage in a night mission to look for illegal aliens crossing the border and invading both Texas and the United States of America, right under the nose of Governor Abbott of Texas and, of course, DHS, Mayorkas, and others who are seemingly complicit in this illegal invasion of the United States. So this interview was filmed earlier, and it's really exciting to see what Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yon are doing with Traca Systems on the border. You're going to be able to see this equipment coming up and see what they're going to be able to do with it. Now, Ann Vandersteel, in case you don't know this, her website right now is called rightnow.news, and that's the name of her show exclusively with Brighttown.tv, and it airs each weekday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's a tremendous show. This is a show that you're just not going to find on any network anywhere. Not in mainstream media, not in alt media. Ann Vandersteel is knocking it out of the park every single day. And then our studio is adding production to the show with Ann's sources and her journeys and adventures as she's working to protect America from those who are trying to bring it down. And it just so happens that she and Michael Yon are co-adventurers right now near the Texas border. And so we get to talk to them both coming right up. Let's jump into that interview with Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel from the border of Texas. Take a look. All right, welcome to this exclusive interview on Brighttown.com. And today we're joined by both Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel, who are out in the rugged country of South Texas right now, reporting from the field on the border situation and so much more. Welcome, Michael and Ann. It's great to have you both on. You're two of my heroes, by the way. I love what you're doing there. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. It's awesome that Ann is here and we're together as a team.
It's awesome. This
is SpaceX. Elon Musk, I guess, is behind us. So that's actually the booster for Starship, which is the biggest rocket in human history. And
really?
Bigger than Saturn V. Yeah. I mean, that's just the first stage. They haven't stacked the Starship yet, which is over there on its nose is attached to a crane. So
wow.
They're going to stack this thing and do another test launch soon. I don't know when. They haven't released it yet. But a third of a mile that way in that direction is the Gulf of Mexico. And sometimes the aliens that are coming through Mexico land on that beach and come down this road we're standing on. So basically, it's interesting because aliens come into America here, and aliens are preparing to leave to go to Mars from here. I mean, can't make up the stuff.
No, you can't. But
I think he's looking for his test subjects. He's probably recruiting people to take that first ride to Mars, right?
Yeah. Somebody's going to get jerked off one of these boats and thrown on that rocket, and they're going to be surprised.
Oh, man. You're probably right. All right. And I understand, Ann, that you've got some cool tech to show us here coming up shortly. What is it? Part of a vehicle that you're using right now?
Yeah. So we've been really blessed. We have a lot of journalists that want to join us on this mission, but we got a team of people from Traca Systems. Traca sells high-end, sophisticated visual camera systems that are thermal-cooled, that can have night vision on them, that law enforcement use all over the country. And the gentleman that's here with us representing Traca is Matt Werner, and he brought his brother in. Both are Marines, excellent, excellent guys, super quality. Frankly, you know what, for me, it's finally like you're around real men, Mike. It's so rare to find a real man anymore. And in this business, I got one right here, I got two over there. So I know we can
awesome.
Still, you know, America is not done yet. But anyway, Traca Systems has been an unbelievable sponsor, supporter. They're providing thermal imaging that they can look at these super cooled, what's in those tanks, Michael?
I believe this is going to be fueled by LOX. Yeah, actually, you can see the LOX truck right there, liquid oxygen and methane. This is a methane fueled rocket. And so these are the ground tanks right here, right by the launch pad. It's interesting because this is so open. I've had my hand on the front of a LOX truck the LOX trucks continue to, you can see several of them are downloading their liquid oxygen into the ground tanks right now. You see the condensation bleed off. This is amazing, the access.
But with the Trackus visual system, the thermal pool camera, or the thermal cameras, Mike, you can actually see the temperature difference between the different containers and how much actual fuel is in them based on the temperature gradient between the top of the tank and the bottom of the tank. Because if they're not full, it's hotter on top than it is on bottom where they have that cooled, liquefied methane. And again, it's seeing through metal to see that, which blows me away. But these systems that they have, I'm going to spin this around and just show you, because this truck right here is one of their Tracker trucks that has a infrared camera on the very top. And then right there is their thermal cooled camera. That camera, Mike, is $500,000. It goes up on a telescope of 25 to 30 feet. And next to it is the Starlink for satellite service, which is what we are connecting to you on, because there is really no cell service out here. But I'm going to take you inside the truck and introduce you to Matt Werner with Tracker Systems. Matt, Mike Adams.
Good afternoon, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Hi there, Matt. Hey, thank you for taking the time to show us this tech today. It's really exciting stuff, and thank you for the donation of the time of the equipment to Michael Jan and Ann Vandersteel. They're putting it to good use there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's mutually beneficial. So if we can provide this for them, and then some word gets out about what's going on at the border, we can help. That's in everybody's benefit.
So
absolutely.
Hey, Mike, I want Matt to show you the inside of the truck and explain how all this kind of comes together, because this is what law enforcement uses. He deals with law enforcement all over the country, including Canada. They buy these systems. And frankly, when these when law enforcement gets denied at funds to put these devices on the bottom of planes, they're losing a lot of edge to the cartels that are coming in, to the human smuggling that's coming in, to just all kinds of crime, et cetera, that goes on in these cities. And believe me, the defunding of the police is impacting the ability for these law enforcement agencies to use these systems and actually mitigate the crime in their neighborhoods. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, one of the great things about Track is we're a solutions provider. So what we do is we take the solution that the customer is looking for, mainly law enforcement, Border Patrol, and DOD, and we provide them with a full soup to nuts solution so that they can get full surveillance from thermal imaging to daylight cameras to mapping systems to searchlights to complete trucks. And so we can give that at a very substantially lower cost than our competitors because we're privately owned.
So I got a question, Matt. I mean, it looks like some pretty hardcore optics on that. Now, I've got a lot of good optics, you know, rifle thermal optics, for example. So I know to ask you this question, at what range are you able to identify a human being?
We can identify out to about just shy of 2 miles.
Well, that's extraordinary.
And just shy of 1 mile, we can see if it's a male or a female.
No kidding.
That's right.
And okay, wow, that's extraordinary. So 2 miles away, you see that someone or multiple people are pouring through, let's say, an opening in the border, or are massing potentially for some kind of smuggling operation. And then from there, you're able to, I guess, of course, record video and get it to the proper authorities, or whoever's using the system will have that themselves?
That's correct. Yep. So what we can do is we can plant eyeballs at about 25 feet up off the mast, so about 30 feet off the ground. We can put it over a mountain and we can view everybody that's coming in.
Wow.
We also have AI software that's involved in our systems where we can actually count who's coming over and how many people there are. And the AI software will actually do that for us.
Can I ask you, what's the resolution of the thermal imager on it?
It's 1080 by 720.
Okay.
And then we can also bump up to 1920 by 1080 as well.
And then does it have optical zoom lenses then in front of it?
Correct. Both the EO, the daylight, and the thermal imager both have optical lenses, so they're continuous zoom all the way through.
Okay.
And then we also have an operator station. So it's quite a cushy operator station. So as you can see in here, it's set up for the mission. Right here, we're staring at the thermal image of what's in front of us at SpaceX. So you can kind of see there at the top left, it's a little bit fuzzy, but you can see the tanks are not all the way full, where that shade is kind of changing there. But this operator station, you can pull up in your vehicle to a site, a FOB site, and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. You can launch everything from within inside the vehicle. So the mast comes up, gets lowered, and then we actually have a bed in the truck, which I'll show you now. when we lower this thing down and these guys need to be on the move, they can lower it here to be on the move with gimbal control so they can have optics on the move. Or if they need to stow, they can bring it all the way down. And once that gets down, we can cover it up.
Wow. So Michael Yan is traveling with this right now on this mission at the moment. Is that what's going on?
I think Michael's traveling with Ann and Ann's traveling with this, but yes.
Okay, and then so you all together as a team, then what are you able to see so far? Are you spotting things that Border Patrol hasn't been able to see?
Well, I think that's what's going to be happening tonight. So I would stay tuned to see what we're going to be actually catching with this stuff, and we'll be able to show you all the people moving and what they're doing.
So Mike, essentially tonight is a full moon, and typically during full moons, you know this, that's when the drug dealers and the human smugglers really like to bring people across the border at night because they can see they're moving their human trafficking victims. When we go into the darker moon, middle of the month, that's when you're going to get more drug activity, more drug mules moving. So we expect to see here on the beach a lot of people. They were here last night. There was immigrants coming in or illegals coming in last night. We were driving late until about 3 o'clock in the morning before we got here last night. But Michael was here. They spotted a lot of illegals. So I think tonight's going to be very active with the full moon here on the beach. And I mean, what's not to love? We're in South Texas on the beach. I mean, everybody should be here. This is prime real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say, look, your show on Brighttown.tv, which is our network, it's extraordinary. The show that you filed yesterday, people just raving about it with our team in the studios and you and your talent just knocked it out of the park. And I also got to say that with you wearing those shades and that hat, I'm just going to call you Sarah Connor from now on. from Terminator 2. Yeah,
there you go.
Looking pretty badass out there.
Mike, this is no joke. This is war. You know it. We know it. I mean, not enough of the people in the world know, but we are at war right now. And if we don't get a grip on what's happening, if we don't show that Secretary Mayorkas does not have a valid oath of office on file, and he is working in concert with the World Economic Forum, with Greg Abbott, who's also on the World Economic Forum's website, to allow this illegal immigration to come into Texas. And then Greg is supposedly, you know, getting one over on all the mayors around the country. No, he's not. He's completing the plan of moving these migrants into the rest of the country to take over. And as we've been reporting the last 2 days, Mike, we're seeing drug-resistant tuberculosis on the rise. They're coming in with the migrant population. It's zoonotic. They're transferring those diseases back and forth to the animals. And Texas right now is on the verge of losing its tuberculosis-free status as a state with cattle. And if they do, you know what that means. That's half of their agriculture. That's half of their agriculture revenue goes to zero almost.
Yeah.
So that's $13.5 billion right there that could go to zero if they're slaughtering cattle from tuberculosis. So it's
there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake. STEAK as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we've lost Michael here during this time. Is Michael there?
Michael took off. He's on coordination right now. We've got an operation going out tonight. We've got four-wheel drive. We're going to be going up and down the beach here in Brownsville. I'm just going to give you a quick look-see. That's the beach. So we're going to be out there tonight on four wheels. We're going to be looking for the illegal immigrants that are coming in. We'll bring some of the gear. I'm sure we might park this closer to the beach because, like you heard, 2 miles, he can track what we're doing. And he can do it remotely, right, with your cell phone. You can run that camera as we're going down the beach on a four wheel and see what we see and start capturing images.
We can. We can actually leave the truck on the beach and then remotely operate it from over here by the Starbase.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's tonight's mission, and then you're gonna capture some footage and start broadcasting that tomorrow?
It'll be on tomorrow.
Okay, and how can people find your next report?
Yeah, so you can go to rightnow.news, which will have the live streaming ready on channel on 24/7, but at 8 p.m. Eastern on rightnow.news, my show Right Now with Ann Vandershill. And I got to tell you, the content we're getting right now is, you're not getting this anywhere else, that's for sure. All month, this is a full 1 month of Operation Burning Edge. And if people want to support what Michael Yan and I are doing, they can go to givesendgo.com/burningedge and contribute. This is crowdfunded, crowdsourced, and we're actually teaming with other people around the country to help with the data points that we're gathering, Mike, to get the details behind these data points so we can put all this big jigsaw puzzle together and to hopefully motivate people to, you know, let's stand up and do some tactical civics and fight back.
All right, outstanding. So the website is rightnow.news, and also, of course, Brighteon.tv carries your show exclusively, and we want to thank you for your work. And then what about the Trekka vehicle hardware? What's the website for that?
Thanks, sir. It's www.trakkasystems.com. That's TRAKKASYSTEMS.com.
Okay, TRAKKASYSTEMS.com. I'm going to bring that up. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, wow. I see it. And these can be mounted on aircraft as well as obviously trucks, but aircraft too?
Yeah. Aircraft, trucks, and land vehicles, and then also maritime. So we can do it all.
Oh, wow. Maritime. Okay. So you have gyroscopic stabilization systems for that?
Yes, sir. Same as on the truck here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mike, I don't know when the last time you drove over I-10 from Florida, but it's not exactly a smooth ride. And that gimbal camera sat back in the back of that truck, and it works beautifully. We hit a lot of bumps, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
We might have been airborne once or twice, but, you know, we can't really admit to anything.
Well, you know, air, land, and sea, you got to do it all, even if it's in a pickup.
That's it.
All right. So then, Anne, do you have a couple more minutes here with us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I want to. Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. Nice to meet you, sir. And thank. I got to thank Trekka Systems for donating the gear so that you can do this. It's really extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Brighteon is getting exceptional content because these guys are doing this for us. I mean, the imaging that we're getting, Mike, is nobody's getting what we're getting, and they're not getting it with the thermal imaging so that you can actually see into the night, infrared as well. It's just night vision as well on that gimbal camera. It's exceptional. So I think tonight's expedition is going to be quite enlightening. We're going to bring a lot of good stuff out.
Well, and it begs the question, Anne, you know, why isn't the state of Texas doing this? Where is our government? Where is our federal government on this?
Mike, they're everything about our federal government, as you know, is captured. There's not one agency left that is not working for the corporation. We have a real crisis on our hands. We are not a republic anymore. We are really a communist country now. People have to come to grips with it. They've rolled out FedNow, and as you know, that's really the central bank digital currency. We are at war, a proxy war, really through Ukraine, but with all the BRICS nations, because of course they are deep-sixing and abandoning the dollar, which has been basically inflated to smithereens. And we have the job. It's an incumbent duty of the people here. We still are the government. We just don't know it as a collective. But if we decide to actually learn our history and understand that we just need to remove these people from office, we can take it back. And I'd like you to check out tacticalcivics.com if you haven't already been made aware. I think you have. But this is a very organic way to use the Constitution to actually engage with the grand jury process. And from the grand jury process, you have your militia, which is part of your Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia, right? And the right to bear arms to defend yourself. That's in case your sheriff, who's a constitutionally elected sheriff, fails in his job because he's decided to work for the corporation of the county versus the actual people. So if you can't get your sheriff to start making arrests based on evidence that we now know to be true with election fraud, vaccine fraud, all the fraud that they're doing, this public-private partnership of fraud, if we can't get sheriffs to do it, it's incumbent on the militia and the grand jury to indict and arrest and then adjudicate. And we adjudicate when we stand up Article 3 court. So it's all about restoring the republic, Mike, and that's what we need to do right now.
Now, getting back to your mission right there on the border right now with Michael Yon, what do you hope to accomplish with the footage that you hope to capture here? Are you trying to go public with that and maybe shame government agencies into doing something?
Absolutely. In fact, Governor Abbott's spin machine is in full motion right now. They know we're out here. They know that we were basically mapping what we call Abbott City, a suburb north of Houston yesterday. It's about 40 square miles. It will be home to over 200,000 illegal aliens living there. They've already built three or four state-of-the-art schools from elementary to middle and high. And higher education, a leadership institute. We're looking into the generals, the retired generals that are actually a part of this Texas Leadership Institute.
Wait a minute. You're saying that Texas is building an entire city for illegals?
Yep, an entire city. It's called Colony Ridge. We're calling it hashtag Abbott City because Governor Abbott has taken $1.4 million from Trey Harris, who is the developer of Abbott City, in a campaign donation, and he's looking the other way saying he's busing illegals out of the state of Texas, saying he's putting up flotillas in the middle of the Rio Grande to try and stop the onslaught. It's just Band-Aids. It's basically window dressing what he's doing. And we're calling him out on it, because you cannot build a city in a suburb of Houston for 200,000 people, give them state-of-the-art education systems, and the rest of your area in Texas is languishing.
Well, who's funding all of this construction?
That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of right now. There's a lot to it. They've subdivided. They have things hidden in trusts. We're in the process of doing all this research right now. We've actually got some software out. We've got all the parcels identified. It's thousands of parcels of land in this subdivision.
And the illegals are being shown to go there from the border, or transported there? Or how is this being populated?
Well, there's a lot of MS-13 activity in there. You can see the gang signs spray painted. It's interesting. When you drive down this development, Mike, you'll see shanty townhouse next to a trailer house that's falling apart without air conditioning. And then you'll see dozens and dozens of those. And then in the middle of nowhere, a beautiful home pops up. I mean, like a gorgeous home, a home I would aspire to want to live in one day. I'm like, what is that doing with all of this around it? Oh, that must be the kingpin of the drug lord or something, because it's very evident by the shapes of the lots, by the style of the housing, that there's serfs and kings in these neighborhoods. And this is what Governor Abbott is absolutely, you know, endorsing, for the fact that he's allowing it to be built. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Schools. You should see these schools. I bet Warren Buffett, if they used Acme brick, cashed a few million dollars in checks, because these schools are giant brick buildings and they're gorgeous.
So this is the replacement of the American people, even in Texas. So American kids are being anti-educated in government schools that are
indoctrination camps. They're indoctrination camps. You're importing these illegals in. They're going to these indoctrination facilities, which are by far 100 times nicer than the shanties that they're living in. So why wouldn't the child want to stay in that institution as long as possible? Who wants to go home? You can stay in a gorgeous institution or go home to a house that's falling apart with no air conditioning. So they're incentivized to be there. They're being indoctrinated. We've already identified their agenda, right? We know about the CRT and the trans and all of this. We know what they're doing. But they need these people to replace us, because you and I are getting replaced with artificial intelligence. So who's going to be the surf crop to, you know, feed the elite? Well, as we get replaced with AI, this is the crop of people they're bringing in. And I say crop because that's how they look at it.
Well,
do their menial jobs.
I say good luck to the programmers to try to build an AI version of Ann Vandersteel. I don't think they're going to be able to replicate the person that you are. They're probably going to have a hard time with me as well, because we're so unpredictable, right? We're not algorithmic.
Mike, you broke the internet a few times. I'm pretty sure you'll break the AI too.
Yeah, we're definitely going to break the AI. And if we can't break it, don't worry. AI Terminator robots can also be taken down kinetically. So we're preparing for the Terminator war is actually upon us, Sarah Connor.
That's right. Yeah, Skynet's here, baby. Skynet's here, and it's sitting on top of that truck. But you know what? We are armed and dangerous, and we're ready to practice our self-defense. So, you know, as you said, Sarah Connor is not afraid. Bring it.
Yeah, that's right. And the future is not yet set. We get to choose what future we're going to create by the actions we take right now. Okay, and lastly, do you need donations for this project? How are you funding yourself there?
Well, it is self-funded. We're starting to get donations coming in. We'd love to see a lot more, because it's very expensive to be out here to run all the equipment. We've got an RV that's running nonstop we've got to constantly fill that with propane and whatever and gas to drive, you know, from here to California. But moreover, it's just support equipment for all the people that we have coming in. We have a lot of journalists that are coming in as well. Daily Wire has sent people here. Real America's Voice, Steve Bannon sent people here. You know, we're here from Brighteon. We've got other journalists coming in from other areas. So this is a big operation. We also have some former military and, very active special operators that are joining us out here as well for their contacts that they have at the border within Border Patrol, in addition to the contacts Michael and I have. So, yeah, donations appreciated at givesendgo.com/burningedge.
Okay. All right. The other thing, we got to set you up with some major, you know, Health Ranger products and everything to keep you healthy on the road. So let us know if you're going to be swinging through Central Texas anytime soon, and we'll get you set up.
Will do. I on the way back, I got to drop this rig off in Houston, so I'll swing by and see you.
Okay, please do. You're always welcome in the studio, and Michael Yan as well. And I'm sorry that we didn't get to talk to him some more today, but Is he out of range right now?
I'm looking. I don't know if he's. I don't know. He might actually be inside the RV. He's got a lot of comms and coordination going on right now.
Okay, no worries.
He's got a lot of different operations happening, including going into Mexico tomorrow. So, yeah, got a lot going on.
Okay. All right. Well, Ann, stay safe and keep us informed. And thank you for all that you do with Brighteon.tv. And folks, Ann's show is a can't-miss show. Go to rightnow.news for her website. And there you'll see links and schedules for the Brighteon.tv episodes. And let's stay tuned to see what kind of footage they get there on the border with Traca systems and the infrared cameras that are, you know, just top-notch technology to help protect this country. So thank you, Ann. And please thank the rep there from Traca systems.
Will do. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Take care.
You too.
All right, everybody. That was Ann Vandersteel with Michael Yon there in southern Texas right now, working to protect our border and doing what I think real Americans should be doing right now, taking the place, in essence, of government. Where government refuses to protect the border. The state of Texas refuses to protect the border. DHS refuses. Mayorkas is a treasonous actor, in my opinion. He should be prosecuted for engaging in mass human trafficking, I believe. So we got to, you know, get the rule of law back into effect here in this country, and especially in the state of Texas. And it's the efforts of people like Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yon who are helping us do that. Frankly, I would be with them if not for the fact that I got to run things at my operation and Brighteon Studios and publishing content and the Health Ranger store and all of that. But Michael invited me to join him, and I'm kind of regretting not doing that. It looks like quite an adventurous trip there for sure. Maybe I'll join him next time, but we'll see what happens. In any case, feel free to share this video everywhere, and you can follow up on this with the Ann Vandersteel Show right now with Ann Vandersteel, of course, and also my report here on Brighteon.com, Health Ranger Report, or Brighteon Broadcast News. Thank you all for watching today. God bless America. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Take care. All right, that was Ann Vandersteel, folks, right now with Ann Vandersteel, an amazing show, and she's an amazing journalist who is, we're just proud to have her on Brighteon.tv. So be sure to check out her show Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, live on Brighteon.tv. And if you miss it there, you can catch the Brighteon TV channel on Brighteon.com, you know, the archived videos. But it usually takes half a day to a full day to get those videos posted, so it's best to watch it live. All right, now, we've got some other news to cover here that is really, really critical. Now, of course, you know, Trump was just indicted again, a third time yesterday, and it's getting absurd. Basically, every time that Joe Biden is in some kind of legal trouble, there's bombshells about Hunter Biden and all the bribery, kickbacks, and fraud involving Burisma and so on. Every time that happens, the Biden DOJ or people associated with DOJ come up with another reason to indict Trump and just, you know, whip up some criminal charges that will never hold up in a real court. And this latest round, it's just straight up lawfare, but this time they are criminal charges. You know, it's no joke. They are criminal charges. And by the way, there were six co-conspirators who were named in this indictment today. And the indictment is simply about them saying that they thought the election was rigged, which it was. Apparently, the Biden regime now wants to make that a crime. So if you said the election was rigged, you could also be indicted by the same people who are indicting Trump. And by the way, four of those co-conspirators are Rudolph Giuliani, Sidney Powell, John Eastman, and Jeffrey Clark. Apparently, they're all being criminally charged for pointing out that the election was rigged. And of course, the election was rigged, and it was rigged precisely so that this cartel of unelected treasonous actors could weaponize the federal government against their political opposition. That's all this is about. And of course, you already know that. Now, Darren Beatty wrote this on Revolver.News, the following, quote, "Have you noticed the pattern that emerges every time something bad happens to Joe Biden? It seems they always arrest President Trump in response. Once again, yesterday was a bad day for Joe and Hunter, And today, Trump is facing his third indictment, this time centering around January 6th. And Fox host Will Cain said the following. He tweeted this out. Said that free speech has been indicted. Now, by the way, remember yesterday when I covered Gonzalo Lira and how he had been criminally charged for speech crimes? And I said that, in fact, this is going to happen in the United States. Speech crimes will get you criminally indicted. Well, it only took 24 hours for that to happen. So Gonzalo Lira, you know, fleeing Ukraine, we don't yet know if he made it to Hungary or if he's been successful in seeking asylum. But we do know that the Biden regime has criminalized free speech in America. So here we go. Continuing with Will Cain, he said, again, free speech has been indicted. Read this section of the indictment. It acknowledges that Trump has the right to say, even falsely, that the results of the election were fraudulent and claim that he won the election. That's protected by the First Amendment. But the indictment says that he can't lie about election fraud. So, in other words, they have to prove that Trump didn't believe his speech. They had to prove that he knew that he was lying. In other words, they have to prove his state of mind. And Will Cain continues, and then I would think they need to indict every politician who lies. Parentheses, they would need to build more jails. About election results. So Clinton, John Kerry, Abrams, and so on. The DOJ has criminalized politics. And because... who is to decide the truth? They've criminalized free speech. So what else is disturbing about all this is how the Democrats and liberals and the Trump haters on the left are celebrating this. They think this is a great weaponization of the justice system. In other words, they have no principles. So they think that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are completely innocent, even though the Biden crime cartel has engaged in tens of millions of dollars in bribery and fraud, kickbacks, money laundering, and who knows what else, involving, you know, underage prostitutes in China and cocaine and whatever. That's Hunter. It's all on his laptop. But when Trump merely exercises his free speech view to say, hey, this election was rigged, then he gets criminally indicted. So the reason they're doing this, of course, is because they are terrified that the Democrats can't cheat enough to win this next coming election, if it is even held. They know, the Democrats, they know that the American experience under Biden has been so horrifying. It has involved so much suffering. You know, food inflation, supply chain disruptions, outrageous abuses of the rule of law, censorship, weaponization of the FBI, war, possibly world war with Russia. All of these things have happened under Joe Biden. And some people are paying attention, certainly not the radical left, but a lot of independent-minded individuals are leaving the Democrat Party, and they're seeing this abuse of power, and they're saying, hey, I can't support this Biden regime. A lot of people who voted for Joe Biden will not vote for Democrats this time around. And yet, I don't know anybody who voted for Trump who's not still going to support Trump or whatever Republican candidate comes along. Now, the one wild card in all of this, of course, is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So if it turns out to be RFK Jr. versus Donald Trump in the final election, which is highly unlikely to happen because the Democrats are rigging their system, their primaries, against RFK. But if it were to happen where it's RFK versus Trump, then in that case, probably RFK, I'm guessing, would win because he would get a lot of conservatives voting for him. But he's probably the only Democrat that I can even think of who would get votes from Republicans or from former Trump supporters. And frankly, most Trump supporters in RFK versus Trump are still going to back Trump. Some would cross over, but certainly not the majority. Nevertheless, that scenario is probably not going to happen, although I would add, and I think Steve Bannon is correct in this, that the dream ticket for America would be Trump-Kennedy. You know, Trump for president and RFK for vice president. That would be such a winning ticket that the Democrats would just lose their freaking minds. You know, they would have to start dropping nukes on U.S. cities or something to stop the election, because there's no way they could beat that. Not a chance. So if RFK is actually kicked out of the primaries by the Democrats, which seems of course, they're going to try to do that. Although I got to say, RFK, he and his team are doing a fantastic job of getting his message out. And it is a very compelling message, very much a pro-America message. And I hope he's the nominee on the Democrat side. But if they block him from being the nominee, then we all are going to have to reach out to RFK Jr. and urge him to consider running with Trump. that may never happen. It's a scenario right now. RFK would prefer to be the nominee, and he may yet achieve that. I mean, if the Democrats allow a debate, then RFK wins, hands down. No question about it. But that's why the Democrats won't allow a debate, because they rig everything. Just like they rigged the 2020 election, they rigged the midterms, they've rigged speech, they rigged everything during COVID, and they're rigging their own primaries against RFK. So, yeah, we're living under an authoritarian criminal regime of cheaters and treasonous actors and child traffickers and all of that. All right, let's change the subject here to something else that's similarly important. And we'll start with this headline from Breitbart. Prescription for pink slips, CVS Health to cut 5,000 jobs. So CVS pharmacies, as I know them, they're called CVS Health, they announced a plan in late 2021 to close down 900 locations over the next 3 years. And so that's closing approximately 300 stores each year over the coming 3 years, they said. Now they're laying off 5,000 people. Now, I ask you this question. Why would CVS pharmacies be cutting 5,000 jobs and closing 900 locations? Why would that be? The answer, I propose, is very simple. Because CVS, being that they pushed COVID vaccines like crazy and booster shots, CVS killed their customers. Or at least enough of them to necessitate closing down their retail locations. They killed so many of their customers through the jabs, which are, of course, death shots, depopulation shots, that the depopulation factor they have achieved is causing them to have to close 900 stores. And it brings up kind of a rule of thumb in retail. Rule number one, if you want to have a future in retail, don't kill your customers. That's rule number one. Rule number two is what Bud Light has learned. Don't insult your customers. Don't piss off your customers. That's rule number two. But rule number one, don't kill your customers. CVS did that. So, by the way, at the same time, I don't see health food stores shutting down like crazy. I mean, not small local health food stores. People need health and nutrition and supplements more than ever. But the places that sell prescription medications and deadly COVID vaccines, they're the ones closing down. So maybe after these closings, there won't be a CVS pharmacy on every other city block across America. And also, maybe a lot of people have come to realize that prescription medications don't make you healthier, and vaccines don't save lives. And also, vaccines, as admitted by the CDC and the FDA, vaccines for COVID, they don't stop COVID infections, and they don't prevent transmission. There's a aha moment for all the oblivious masses who lined up at CVS pharmacies to get a COVID shot. Come to learn, the shot has zero chance of helping you. It doesn't do anything positive, but it does expose you to risk of dying suddenly, by the way. So, well, there you go. There's more evidence of the depopulation effect actually kicking in. Now, related to this, by the way, is a really excellent article by Michael Snyder from endoftheamericandream.com. And here's the title. The rise of superbugs is a catastrophic long-term health crisis that threatens to kill hundreds of millions of people. And as he writes, the rise of the superbugs is here. The death toll is already in the millions each year, and it won't be long before superbugs are killing tens of millions of people each year, he says. And he even cites the CDC and its website about antimicrobial resistance. And he cites Dr. Chris Murray on NPR, who says that antimicrobial resistance is, quote, actually now one of the leading causes of death in the world. And then USA Today is now reporting that 5 million people a year are being killed by antibiotic-resistant strains. And the death toll, says USA Today, is expected to grow into the tens of millions annually within a few decades. So if superbugs are going to kill tens of millions of people every year, Michael Snyder writes, then that means that there's going to be hundreds of millions of deaths by the end of this century. And he says that's actually an optimistic forecast. I was going to say the same thing. That's optimistic to think that we're going to make it to the end of this century, or even the end of this decade, by the way, with systems intact. Bacteria are mutating to evade antibiotics at a pace far faster than many researchers had previously forecast. Now, I'm here to tell you something really exciting about antibiotic-resistant superbugs. I know how to kill them. And if you've been listening to me for very long, you do too. In fact, I've covered articles, published articles on this on naturalnews.com, and I've talked about it here. There's a simple substance that kills superbugs, and it does so with an extremely high efficacy rate, and it's very, very safe. And I'm going to mention this molecule here in a second, but you've already heard me say it before. The thing is, this molecule will never be recommended by the medical establishment. Never. Because they can't patent it. They can't make money off of it. And so doctors will never be taught this. Not in medical school. And people who are suffering from MRSA infections or C. diff or whatever superbugs they've been infected with, they will never be told that this simple substance can end infections and save their lives. Just like they were never told during COVID that ivermectin could also stop the COVID infections and save lives and save people from having to go on the murder ventilators in the murder hospitals, you know, the factory murder centers known as hospitals in America. So the medical establishment is right now in the business of making sure that people who are dying never learn about things that can save their lives. That is the goal of the current medical establishment, is to contribute to global depopulation, mass murder via pharmaceuticals and vaccines, while withholding medical treatments that could save lives, which includes ivermectin, by the way, or vitamin D, or hydroxychloroquine, and this miracle molecule that I'm talking about right now, chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide kills MRSA. And I recently cited a study where they found that chlorine dioxide kills MRSA, which is a superbug strain that's very common in hospitals, kills it at, what was it? Half a part per million concentration for less than, what was it, less than 1 minute of exposure? Or was it 5 minutes? It was a very short exposure time. I think it was less than 1 minute. And it has over a 99.9, or at least a 99% kill rate. I think it was 99.9. Now I have to go back and look at that study that we covered. But it was a very low concentration for a very limited period of time, achieved an extremely high kill rate of superbugs. And this is chlorine dioxide, which can be easily made or purchased online. You can buy the ingredients on Amazon.com. The ingredients are sodium chlorite and sodium bisulfate, by the way. And by the way, let me throw a disclaimer in here right now, because I'm not a medical doctor. And don't take any of this as medical advice, because I'm not telling you to take this. You should learn about this. You should research this. You should check with a qualified naturopathic practitioner and do what's right for you. But I'm talking about emergency medical situations where people are dying from infections and where the medical system has failed, utterly failed to protect the rights of the patients to seek treatments that might very well help them. And I'm talking about the fact that as a prepper, I stockpile these raw materials to make chlorine dioxide because I use them to sanitize watering containers for my farm animals, by the way. And I make chlorine dioxide for the water for my chickens. My chickens drink chlorine dioxide every day, and much higher than 0.5 parts per million, by the way. And my goats drink it every day, and my dogs drink it every day, and I drink it anytime that I feel any kind of symptoms or sore throat or whatever. If I feel like I've been exposed to something, something's coming on, I take chlorine dioxide. I put a few drops of it in an 8-ounce glass of water, and I sip it slowly, or sometimes even just a 4-ounce glass of water. I'll do like 5 drops of solution A and 5 drops of solution B. Some people use more, some people use less. That's what I do. I can't tell you what to do, and I'm not urging you to use it, to ingest it in any way, but I am saying that the science is already out there, published, that shows that chlorine dioxide kills superbugs. So, personally, if I were to be infected with some kind of a superbug, probably by maybe visiting somebody else in the hospital and then catching it from the hospital, that's where most people actually catch these infections. It's from doctors, by the way, because doctors don't wash their hands enough. They have dirty pens and cell phones and hands and ties, by the way. Just filthy places, these hospitals. But if I were to catch a MRSA superbug, first of all, my own immune system would probably deal with it and I wouldn't even know I had it. It would be a symptomless solution. But if for some reason it started to get out of control and I had some internal infection, what would I do? Well, again, I can't tell you what to do. And this is not medical advice, and I'm not urging you to do this, just repeating my disclaimer. But for me personally, I would make chlorine dioxide maybe at 1 part per million. And I would drink it. And I would do that a couple times a day. And then I would continue life as normal, and the superbug infection would be killed by the chlorine dioxide. Problem solved. Don't have to go to the emergency room. Don't have to try crazy experimental antibiotics that probably aren't going to work. Don't have to end up being murdered in the medical factory, the medical murder factories, which are hospitals. And by the way, hospitals are collapsing. The economy is collapsing. The Western world is collapsing. Emergency medicine preparedness is something that each and every one of us needs. That's why I have iodine. I have hydrogen peroxide. I have isopropyl alcohol. I have povidone iodine also. I have all kinds of sanitizing chemicals, which are not suitable for ingestion, by the way. And I also have the materials to make chlorine dioxide, which can be used on surfaces. It can be used to sanitize doorknobs or doorways. It can be used to sanitize dishes and laundry. It can be used to make a topical treatment to help keep your skin clean and clear. And the website to check this out is called theuniversalantidote.com. And there, on that website, you'll find downloadable guides for how to make it, how to acquire it, different concentrations and what they're used for in terms of, sanitizing surfaces or containers or stopping algae growth, things like that. This is one of the most amazing substances in the world when it comes to emergency medicine. So I want you to know that even though Michael Snyder is talking about tens of millions of people are going to be killed every year by superbugs, and the New York Times is talking about that, I assure you, it's tens of millions of people who were deprived the truth about natural antibiotics such as chlorine dioxide or oregano or other essential herbs, many of which kill superbugs, by the way. And for sanitizing surfaces and topical use and so on, you got to look at colloidal silver, too. Colloidal silver has certain functions for, surfaces and topical use. Chlorine dioxide is far more potent at much lower concentrations, by the way, in terms of killing superbugs. But if you're going to start to look at all the natural antibiotics that can be used by people who are in the know, it's a pretty big list. It's a whole assortment of essential oils and plant extracts and certain molecules. And for anybody to die from superbug infections, they would have to be a victim of the medical establishment that willfully remains ignorant about these natural antibiotics. The medical system is taught to kill. And unless your doctor is informed in alternative or natural medicine, then your doctor is a murderer. And unless your pediatrician is informed about natural and alternative medicine, or at least complementary medicine, then your pediatrician is a child murderer. They stood up and told children to take COVID vaccines and kill children. They told pregnant women to take these vaccines and murdered unborn children. So most doctors and most pediatricians, not all, there are exceptions, but most of them are medical murderers. And they murder people by depriving them of both the knowledge of what actually can work, such as ivermectin, but also depriving them of access to these things. And in fact, I just recently interviewed Patty Myers. We ran that interview yesterday. She's the filmmaker who created that film, Making a Killing, because her husband was murdered in a hospital because the hospital staff denied him access to ivermectin. She was giving him ivermectin for a few days after learning about it, and he was getting much, much better. And then the hospital took him off of ivermectin, and then he got much worse, and then they killed him. And that's what her film is all about. If you want to check that out, it's at makingakillingdoc.com. Doc is short for documentary, not doctor. Makingakillingdoc.com. Now, I also have an interview coming up tomorrow for you. And this is an interview coordinated with We the Patriots USA and Brian Festa, who is helping to coordinate the legal representation of a family in Missouri. A family that was using chlorine dioxide to treat their children, one of whom was autistic. And the chlorine dioxide vastly improved their son's symptoms, restoring a sense of normalcy and a cognitive response and, you know, normal behavior in this autistic child. Well, when the state of Missouri found out about that, even though the child had suffered no injuries and no harm and no signs of abuse and no negative health effects whatsoever, the state of Missouri went in and kidnapped the four children of this family. And they have those children to this day. And it's been, 6 weeks or so, children taken away from the family because the family used chlorine dioxide, which was working. And when the state took those children away, guess what the state did? They assaulted those children with psychiatric medications, a form of chemical violence. So, to repeat, they took the children away from parents who were using therapeutic, safe, and effective molecules, such as chlorine dioxide, to improve the health outcome of their autistic child. And the state was then committing medical violence or chemical violence against that child and the other children while claiming to be saving children from abusive parents. This is what the state of Missouri is doing right now. I'll have that full interview for you tomorrow. It's a sobering interview, but it's a must-see. But it brings me back to the main point here. I have zero fear of superbugs. I know I'm not going to be killed by superbugs. We might be killed by nuclear weapons. We might be assassinated by agents of a rogue criminal cartel government regime. You know, we might be killed by a wave of zombies fleeing cities like Austin because they didn't prepare. Who knows? We might be nuked by Russia in response to America trying to nuke Russia. We might be nuked by our own government setting off a false flag nuke and blaming it on Russia, right? There's all kinds of ways that we could be killed, but superbugs isn't one of them. Not in my book. That's not possible in my world. You're never gonna see a health ranger killed by MRSA infection. You know why that's never gonna happen? Because I have this knowledge that I'm sharing with you. I will treat myself with the knowledge and the remedies that I know, and I will be MRSA-free. And by the way, you know how a lot of people catch superbugs in the hospital? You know how? Because they go in for a colonoscopy. It seems like one of the most insane things to do. I would never do that. You're going to let some doctor jam some reusable feces-covered rod up your rectum? And then you wonder why you got a C. diff superbug implant in your rear end? I mean, this is how people get infected in many cases. I know of people who died from superbug infections from colonoscopies. And you know why people go in for colonoscopies? Because their doctors talk them into it. Like, oh, we need to take pictures of the inside of your rectum and your colon, oh, as far as they can get. And you know where that comes from? It comes from fear of colon cancer, which is an irrational fear for anybody who's been taking care of their health. I'm never going to have colon cancer. I know that as a fact. How do I know that? Well, I mean, look, I don't want to be graphic or gross or anything, but with the foods and herbs and substances that I'm consuming every day, the inside of my digestive tract is coated with anti-cancer substances all day, every day. I'm never going to have colon cancer because I'm not eating, number one, sodium nitrite, which is in processed meat. If you want to get colon cancer, eat a lot of processed meat. Bacon, hot dogs, pepperoni, ham that's made with sodium nitrite, you know, sandwich meat, lunch meats, all that crap. Look on the ingredients label. Sodium nitrite causes cancer so efficiently that in cancer research laboratories, they inject mice with nitrosamines, which are formed in your stomach when you consume sodium nitrate. You form cancer-causing nitrosamines in your stomach when you eat that garbage. So if you... I mean, I suppose that if you eat a lot of cancer-causing processed meat products every day, then, yeah, maybe you do need a doctor to shove something up your rectum and take a bunch of pictures. Because you may not be sure. You might have colon cancer, indeed. If that's your lifestyle, if you're eating things that cause colon cancer, then of course you might have questions about that. I think it's easier to not eat cancer and not have doctors shove video devices up my ass. I mean, does that sound crazy? No, it seems perfectly reasonable. Did you know you can grow your own anti-cancer medicine? It's called sprouting. And I've talked about this, you know, 100 times. It's so easy. Just go get some broccoli sprouting seeds. And you can just use a regular canning jar with a wide lid and some cheesecloth and rubber band or whatever. You could buy a little sprouting lid. They're super cheap. And you throw some broccoli seeds in there and you sprout some broccoli sprouts. And when you do that, through the process of botanical synthesis, those broccoli sprouts are generating a molecule called sulforaphane. And you know what one of sulforaphane's primary properties is? It's anti-cancer. It's also anti-inflammatory. Now, what would happen if you were to eat just a small, not even a whole handful, like a partial handful of anti-cancer sulforaphane broccoli sprouts every day for the rest of your life? You would have sulforaphane inside your colon every day. You would be pooping sulforaphane on a regular basis. So you would have sulforaphane not only going in your bloodstream, but also in some amount in your feces and in contact with the walls of your colon and so on. And if you have anti-cancer substances that are all circulating in your body and moving through your body, and that's just one of many, then how are you going to have cancer? You can't. Cancer is not magic, people. It's not magic. It's not spontaneous, despite what lunatic doctors and so-called left-wing scientists think. You see, Neil deGrasse Tyson thinks that men can become women now. Did you see that? Neil deGrasse Tyson, the physicist, I think, is he an astrophysicist or whatever? He's all woke. I guess he's abandoned science now. He thinks men can get pregnant and women can generate sperm. You know, whatever happened to science is based on evidence and facts and physical reality. Now, no longer. So not only does Neil deGrasse Tyson believe in gender magic, wave a magic wand, your crotch goes shazam, you got a vagina suddenly. That's Neil deGrasse Tyson believes that. But at the same time, you realize that almost every doctor believes in cancer magic too. They believe that cancer spontaneously forms without cause. With no reason. They'll even tell you that. They'll say things like, oh, you're diagnosed with cancer. There's nothing you could have done to stop it. That's a lie. Cancer isn't spontaneous magic. It doesn't happen without a reason. It happens with a reason. And if you take away those reasons, if you take away the causes, then you halt the formation of the effects. This is the nature of physics. and the procedural movement of the flow of time through our the fabric of space-time in which we exist. Cause leads to effects. And time only flows in one direction in our world, in the way that we experience it. Unless you're a time traveler, maybe Neil deGrasse Tyson believes that there are like transgender time travelers, like magical crotch-changing time machine inventors or something. I don't know. But for the rest of us living in reality, cause and effect is a real thing. You cannot get cancer without a cause. Did you know that? I don't think there's any cancer doctor in America, not a mainstream cancer doctor, that even knows that. Now, the alternative doctors, they know that. The naturopaths know that. The complementary medicine doctors, they know that. And that's why they try to stop the causes of cancer or reverse the causes. Hey, if you've been eating processed cancer-causing meat and you've been diagnosed with colon cancer, one thing to do, obviously, would be to stop eating cancer-causing meat. It's like the duh factor in this is extraordinary. And the second thing would be to start growing anti-cancer sprouts, like I just said, and start consuming those. And you know what that costs you? Almost nothing. Pennies a day. Pennies a day. I put broccoli sprouts into my smoothie almost every day, my avocado smoothie. I also have flax seeds, anti-cancer. I also have turmeric, you know. I also have whey protein, and what else I put in there? Anthocyanins. And I'm eating berries and goji berries and blueberries and all kinds of things that naturally have, you know, anti-tumorigenic properties. So it is literally impossible for me to be diagnosed with colon cancer. The only kind of cancer that I could ever get would be maybe like exposure to radiation. You know, like depleted uranium weapon systems or something like that. Or, you know, cesium-137, which I have made a point to not handle that material. So, I'm not taking a tour through Chernobyl anytime soon. I'm not drinking the water they're discharging from Fukushima. So, I'm not going to die of cancer. I'm also not going to die of superbugs, as I said before. Now, this Saturday, there's a very important free streaming of the course by Sayer G. It's called the Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. You want to learn how to regenerate your body, how to heal, how to change the effects that you're getting, how to rebuild tissue in your body and rebuild damage of some organs? Check out this free live streaming event. It starts this Saturday. Just go to brightyou.com and register. It's free. B-R-I-G-H-T, and then the letter U. It's short for Brighteon University. Brightyou.com begins this Saturday. This is a must-listen course, and it's by Sayer G, who I just recently interviewed, and this is a masterclass, and it goes for 11 days. Each section, which is relatively short, just goes on a loop for each of the 11 days. There's also an option there to buy the whole thing if you want to just download the entire course and watch it at whatever schedule you want. You can do that, but that's optional. You don't have to do that. If you do that, then you're helping to support Sayer G's operation, Green Med Info, as well as Brighteon. But again, there's no purchase required. You can watch the whole thing for free. And again, that's a can't-miss event. And then we have another major event launching Saturday, August 19th. Which I believe is a Saturday. So mark your calendar for August 19th, because that's going to be a major day, a major event as well, something that you can watch for free that could very well change your life or even save your life. But to summarize everything that I just said here, initiated by Michael Snyder's article, thank you, Michael, for triggering this entire discussion, is if tens of millions of people are killed by superbugs every year, do you realize that the globalists are cheering? And do you realize that that laboratory that was just found in California was probably breeding superbugs? It was a Chinese Communist Party-linked laboratory where they found those hundreds of mice, and they found dozens of different infectious disease agents, and they were breeding essentially gain-of-function mice to be able to carry COVID or some other kind of superbugs. They were probably preparing to unleash these across the population centers of California. I mean, this is, they had what? How many freezers did they have there? Like 35 freezers running or something? full of specimens of unknown, snot samples or whatever they had in order to infect people. This was a bioweapons operation, and they were planning to unleash these superbugs across population centers, kind of like a 12 monkeys scenario here. And maybe they were planning to send out teams to other cities, to, Phoenix and Las Vegas or Seattle or wherever, and just start unleashing all these infectious agents, unleashing superbugs or plagues. Well, again, who's going to die from the superbugs? People who don't know the remedies. People who don't know what you know. I'm not afraid of plague-carrying mice. I mean, I'm not saying I want them around, but I'm not going to run screaming. It's like, hey, if they drop superbugs on me, guess what? I've got this other stuff over here that can beat your superbugs. Whereas the average person in America who is completely oblivious, and also they are an obedience idiot because they obey doctors and they obey the CDC and they obey the mainstream media and they obey the local pharmacy. Well, these people have already committed vaccine suicide for the most part. And of course, these people are going to die from the next superbug infection because they're never going to know about chlorine dioxide or ginger or essential oils or anything that might actually help them. They're never going to know about those things. And so they will die due to lack of knowledge. And it's this lack of knowledge that is being deliberately pushed upon them by the medical establishment, which is a murder center, and the FDA and the FTC and the United States government and Big Pharma and the pharmacies and all that. I mean, they're killing off their own customers to the extent they have to close their own retail operations, like we covered earlier. That's how many people they're killing. So yeah, ignorance kills. Knowledge saves lives. So think about this. And by the way, I survived being deliberately sprayed or exposed with bioweapons at public speaking events in years past. And some people died. And I talked about this, a year and a half ago or so, and some people almost died. I know people who almost died because there are weaponized agents that are released by certain groups in certain events in order to try to kill the speakers. And I used chlorine dioxide after one of these events when I started getting very sick within, a couple of hours. Started feeling something coming on really fast, aggressive. I was having this aggressive fatigue and some loss of cognitive clarity and starting to feel aches coming on strong. I talked about this in a previous podcast, and I was actually driving back from the event, and so I pulled over. And at a rest stop, I just mixed up chlorine dioxide and I consumed it. And a few hours later, I was fine. And if I hadn't done that, who knows? Could have been in the hospital that night or something. Some could have lost consciousness, could have died. I don't know. So that's why I don't travel without emergency medicine. I don't travel without chlorine dioxide and oregano and iodine and a bunch of essential oils like clove oil and things like that. I travel with a full kit of emergency medicine. And it has saved me more than once, let me tell you. So it's all pretty simple, actually. For those people who choose to die, all they have to do is follow their doctor's advice. Listen to the FDA, listen to the CDC, get your annual COVID jab. Eat your processed junk foods, don't worry about sodium nitrate in your meat, get your colonoscopy because you might at any time have colon polyps. Right? Just do what you're told. Yeah, and you're going to die. You're going to die from cancer or COVID or maybe remdesivir or whatever. If you want to live, on the other hand, you need to educate yourself. And I don't mean just to listen to me. I mean, do your research. Gain knowledge. The knowledge is all out there. It's all published, by the way. In fact, Sayer G at his website, greenmedinfo.com, he publishes the scientific papers that are published in reputable journals that talk about every single thing that I've quoted here today, including sulforaphane and its anti-cancer potential. You can read about turmeric, you can read about flax seeds, you can read about anthocyanins. Did you know anthocyanins, by the way, also help block the inflammatory process of the spike protein. Did you know that? I mean, see, the more you know, the better you're going to be able to navigate all this. So this is a question of knowledge, and the ignorant are dying in record numbers. All right, so that's the Brightan broadcast for today. And tomorrow, as I promised you, I'm going to feature the interview with Brian Festa of We the Patriots USA, as well as this family from Missouri that have had their children kidnapped by state authorities because they were using chlorine dioxide, which is safe and effective, to help their autistic child. So you don't want to miss that interview coming up tomorrow. And I've got a lot coming out this week that you're going to love, including another episode of Decentralized.tv. I really look forward to bringing you that interview, which is with one of the top people of a project, a crypto project called Dash, by the way, in case you're curious what that's about. Dash is a very rapid transaction cryptocurrency that's very popular in South America, by the way, and Mexico. I guess all the way from Mexico and Central America and South America, including Brazil and Venezuela and so on. And it's gaining in popularity in other places. It's not a privacy coin, not in my definition, but it does have an interesting history. And we interview one of the top guys. What is it? Ernesto Contreras, I believe is his name. So fascinating interview coming up at decentralized.tv. So be sure to check that out. And for other interviews and other podcasts from myself, of course, check my channel at brightian.com. And be sure to follow me now. I'm on Bastion, which is Bastyon. It's easy to remember because the Y-O-N is spelled the name as Michael Yon. His last name is Y-O-N. So it's Bastion. Bastyon. Anyway, go to Bastion.com, download their software. It's a peer-to-peer decentralized system that I've rapidly become a fan of, by the way. And my name there is Health Ranger. And you can also find me on Qortal, of course, Qortal, Qortal.org, and our own platform, Brightown.social, as well. So Telegram also, I think, Real Health Ranger is my handle on Telegram. So check it out in all these locations. I'm also on Twitter, Health Ranger, but I never know how long that's going to last before they ban it. The one they can't ban is Bastion.com, and of course, I won't ban myself on Brightown.social either, so you can always find me there. Thank you for listening. God bless, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.